Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Off the air, you were telling me something about your daughter and how she's mad at you, and I was like, whoa, hold on, don't tell me now.
I know.
Just tell me on the air what was going on. So what's the deal with baby Nana this time?
Well, because I am trying to be an adult and book a therapy session, right? Like, I'm really trying to be an adult over here. So I was looking into our insurance, and I was on the phone with our insurance company for forever just trying to figure out what is covered with my benefits, right? So I found out that deductibles are a dumb thing. I don't like just me adulting over here. Like, what it did is it got me so worked up because there are a lot of things I need to do to even get in front of a therapist, which I think is stupid. Like, why am I even paying for insurance? It got me going. So then I was just thinking, I was like, listen, I know all the Gen Z and, you know, even younger millennials, they will just ask ChatGPT to help them with their problems. And I was you know, that's free 99. I'm all about that. So I just started asking the robot the things I would ask a therapist, right? And so I'm sitting there on ChatGPT and I'm just entering in things that I've already got locked and loaded for a therapy session.
Chat, why do I cry so much?
And it gave
why am
me
I
some,
crying?
But it gave me some really, really good stuff. And so I thought I was super smart. I'm over here saving money. I'm getting advice. I'm trying to better myself. And so when the baby Nana called me and we're catching up with our days, right? We're catching up with each other. He told her. It's like, you'll never guess what I did. I actually asked the robots for something, and they gave me some pretty solid advice. So I told her the story, and she immediately was like, Mom, no, you can't do that. You can't ask the robots for advice when it comes to therapy because they're always going to agree with you. They're never going to give you the straight up advice you need because they want you to be in their favor, right?
Like, I don't know about that.
They do.
Like,
they always,
thing,
it's
apparently
positive reinforcement. There's a video that went viral yesterday that got millions of views where this guy, he goes on and asks ChatGPT, he says, hey, what's going on with my face here? I put it into a filter and it makes me look really ugly. ChatGPT immediately went, yes, you know what? It does make you look rather silly, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on and goes, you know what? I actually wasn't using a filter. That's just my face. And ChatGPT goes on and goes, oh, well, you know what?
My
the
bad.
Shadow and the lighting, the lighting was kind of bad. So your face actually looks great. And the guy gets so sad because he's like, it just destroyed me, basically.
Yeah,
so
totally,
it always gives you that positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily maybe give you the things that you need
what
to
What kind
hear.
Of questions were you
okay,
asking?
Okay, so here's the thing is I have a possible trip coming up where I'm going to have to see members of my family. And it just kind of gets a little dicey around. Like, for me, I hold everything in until I don't. And then it boom, right? And so that's kind of it with my family, too. And so I was telling ChatGPT, like, how do I go about it this time so that doesn't happen? And it actually gave me a lot of good advice as far as, you know, it's not that I'm just blowing up and getting angry. It's a normal reaction. It's just I'm not addressing it the right way. Like, when I get to a 1 or a 2, I'm ignoring it. And then a 3 or 4, I'm still ignoring it and trying to keep it in because I don't want to offend anybody. I think I'm complaining or whatever.
You are.
And well, but that's the thing is it said there's a difference between complaining and communicating.
Oh,
like,
there
so
is
if
a
you're
big
communicating,
difference.
That's just you communicating your feelings so you don't
through
get a to a 9 before you open your mouth. But
yeah,
still,
yeah. No,
but
good.
Still, when I shut up and I don't say anything and then all of a sudden something little sets me off.
You're a Katie
like,
volcano.
That's kind of what they were giving me advice towards. And also something I screenshotted something they said because I was like, I'm going to use that. They said, your feelings are always valid. It's your behavior that's not. A robot told me that. What?
That's pretty solid
like,
line
that
right
really
there.
Solid.
Made me throw up
yeah,
in my
that's
mouth.
That's really solid.
Know,
that's like the whole leave it at the door before you come in.
I just saved
leave it at the
$400
door.
$1,000 in therapy fees just getting that from a robot for free. So I just, as much as I agree with little baby Nana in that I probably shouldn't just write an essay to ChatGPT every night about how I'm feeling,
no, you should.
I think it was good for me to at least get what was off my chest going into a situation I'm uneasy about, right?
It's just going to go search the entire web on advice to give you, whether it's positive or negative. It's just going to take the information and regurgitate it to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine with you to have it in a more positive light as it is presenting it to you.
Yeah, I thought so too.
That's good for you.
I thought so too. I honestly thought that it gave me a good starting point, at least. And not only that, but then you go back to the positive reinforcement because, you know, it kept, because ChatGPT will be like, you know, do you want me to give you some examples of what you can say and blah, blah. We get to that point. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm good. I think I have a really good stance on how I'm going to approach this. And its response was, well, I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you for being so self-aware that you know that this is a thing that you're, you know, that you're addressing something before it even happens, because that shows maturity. The fact that you know this is something that could happen before you even experience it, like, that is self-awareness, and you need to give yourself props for that. And I'm just like, okay, robot.
Allow me to pat myself on the back.
I will.
And then it was like, now can I suggest a playlist to cry to? And can I design t-shirts for you with witty sayings?
Really looking out for me. I love it. A therapist could never.
Thanks, chat.